Noise department.
Well, hey, this is cool. This was Australian guys wandering around the building.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? It's Kevin Bloody Wilson, everybody. Kevin!
G'day. How are you?
He is from Australia. So you're required to say that if you're from Australia and you got to say the g'day thing?
No. It's as common as y'all is down south.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate.
How y'all doing?
Well, that's a sort of nice mix, isn't it? G'day, y'all.
The hell are you doing, man? That's cool. Hey, what brings you? It doesn't seem like Indianapolis would be a stop for an Australian guy, but we're glad you're here.
Thank you very much, Gonzo.
You're in the middle of a world tour, I guess,
I'm in
right?
the middle of a thing called the Second Coming of Kev, which started in Canada last year. We've done New Zealand. We've just finished the UK. About 3 weeks ago, we finished in Belfast.
Oh, right on.
Belfast in Ireland. And, yeah.
Hey, you made it. Good for you.
That's okay.
They just throw potatoes at each other.
So now, are you huge in Australia? Is that your deal? Or you're huge everywhere.
Yeah, well, we got a webcam here. Let me show you.
How about that? Look at that. That's what we said earlier. That's how we trick guys to come in here. We put the sign that says men's room on the door. Everybody comes in with their crank hanging out.
Yeah. Kev has a very interesting website. It's kevin.bloody.wilson.com, and if you go there in the photo section, it's what is this again? Kev's quest
for the perfect breast.
Oh, really?
I'm actually traveling the world trying to find how it all started. It was I was doing a show in the outback, and this lady came up to me. She said, "Would you sign my arm?" She was an American. And she was from New York as a lawyer, as it turned out. She said, "Would you sign my arm for me?" I said, "I don't do arms, I only do norks." So she turned around to her girlfriends, and it turned out there were 18 of them because there were 36 breasts.
Yeah.
She said, "He only does breasts." So they just go off with the tops.
Right on.
And a tradition started.
Well, that's tremendous.
Well, how's the quest going then?
I hate it. It's awful.
it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It's a lot of weight in some of them.
So this whole pretense of a comedy tour is just a ruse, really, to get women to take their tops off.
Yeah, so I can sign their boobs, yes.
God bless you. Well, and you walked in here with a guitar, right? So I assume that you use the musician angle to get women naked, which I think works pretty well, doesn't it?
No.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
No, my hand-me-downs feed income. No. You wouldn't pork them through a hole in the fence.
We're all looking at the website too. There's another segment on there of the website. It's other guys' Sheilas. Is that the
someone else's Sheila?
Someone else's Sheila, and it's
That's how my day starts every morning. Is going to the website, picking up my email. There's usually half a dozen blokes have sent photos into their wives, nude photos of their wives. So I just put them up on the web, and then maybe 2-3 dozen jokes.
Right.
So it doesn't get better than that, does it?
That's really. What else do you need?
that's how I start my day.
It's only warming up. Well, we appreciate you starting your day. It's probably rather early for you. I mean,
that's all right. I've got access to the website in here.
Okay. Things are starting off okay. Kevin Bloody Wilson's with us in studio here, and you got the guitar. You gotta get something you can do for us here.
Well.
What are you feeling?
Oh, this actually happened to me.
Oh, yeah?
10 days in Mexico, 4 days to go. 10 days of terror, cause I'm glued to the throne, and I'm crapping in litres and firing both ends. I'll never crap solid again. And it's cost me a fortune for this holiday. Instead of pissing it up, Christ, I'm crapping it away, cause I'm glued to the loo while me mates are outraging. I'll never crap solid again.
Wow!
I'll never crap solid again. Or hold anything down for as long as I live, cause me arse is jammed open from freckle fatigue. I'll never crap solid again. I called Mum back home, she said mix up a cup of corn flour and Gravox to thicken it up. Then she pissed herself laughing and hung up the phone. I'll never crap solid again. Just out of crap and I'm wiping me ring. Haven't quite finished, starts blowing again. Use the same piece of paper to wipe off me chin. I'll never crap solid again. I'll never crap solid again. So I'll stick up a hosepipe to stick up me ring. Then at least when I fart, I won't splatter me jeans. I'll never crap solid again. I'm doing cartwheels as I try to guess. A crapper, a chunder, Christ, what's coming next? Will it spray through me fingers or run down me leg? I'll never crap solid again. Slipped in some crap a foot thick on the floor. Skid ass over dead, then I a bit more. Now I've got to sift through it because me denture fell in. I'll never crap solid again. I'll never crap solid again. Me ring's hanging out and me guts have caved in. I'll be buried in a bucket and me mates will all sing. He'll never crap solid again.
Yeah, there it is. Very nice. Kevin Bloody Wilson, everybody.
So, Kevin, I take it the American food is setting well with you.
Or is the Mexican food? The American food's fine.
Is that doing all right for you?
Ooh, that Mexican stuff. You know. Ooh, you start barbecues with that stuff.
That's part of the design. Kevin Bloody Wilson, thanks for being on with us today.
My pleasure.